This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mediator Cotter said on Monday a deal had been reached to extend a truce between Israeli and U.S. designated terrorist Hamas forces in Gaza by 2 days. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The agreement lengthens a 4-day ceasefire after 7 weeks of warfare, which has seen thousands killed and laid waste to the Palestinian enclave. The release of 11 more Israeli hostages seized by Hamas during its October 7th assault on southern Israel was confirmed on Monday. Negotiations are ongoing for the release of 33 Palestinians, according to the head of Egypt's State Information Service. As dozens of Gazans rushed to get supplies from aid rations distributed by the UN on Monday, many described the dire living conditions that they expect to worsen if war resumes.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Israel, the West Bank, and the United Arab Emirates this week, the U.S. State Department said on Monday, as Washington aims to press for more humanitarian aid for Gaza and help secure the release of all hostages kidnapped by Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden was horrified by the shooting in Vermont of 3 Palestinian-American college students over the weekend, the White House said on Monday.
There is absolutely, absolutely no place for violence or hate in America. No person should worry about being targeted while going about their daily lives.
White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre, the suspect in the shooting of 3 college students of Palestinian descent in the northeastern state of Vermont over the weekend, pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of attempted second-degree murder on Monday and was ordered by a judge to be held without bond.